Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, January the 7th, 2012. Hope you had a fantastic weekend and a holiday season that was quite memorable in a very good way as we launch into the start of our third year of the Buckmaster Show, celebrating our two-year anniversary last week, so we're now into year three. We are live each weekday, noon to one, on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're posting our program, well, usually within an hour or so after the conclusion, to the BuckmasterShow.com website. We also post to TucsonCitizen.com and TucsonSentinel.com, and we have a link now on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun at GVNews.com, and the homepage of Blog for Arizona at BlogForArizona.com. Trying to make it as easy for you as possible to hear our program on your schedule. We'll get things rolling on this first Monday afternoon of the new year with our Monday political face-off featuring one of our two teams of commentators. Today it's the team of Munger and Robago. Almost sounds like it could be a legal firm.
A law firm.
There you go.
We'll have to talk about that on the break.
During the break, we'll have perhaps Mr. Munger and Mr. Robago get together on that. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll spend a half hour talking about foreign and military affairs. Certainly so much to cover today with retired General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. If you would like to join in the conversation, the Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040, or you can post a question to our Facebook page. Our Monday political face-off features commentators John Munger. Mr. Munger, Tucson attorney and former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010, Vince Robago, Democratic candidate for Arizona attorney general in 2010. He's been very active in John's been very active in Republican politics for many, many years, and same is true of Vince on the Democratic side. The Monday political face-off sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's is family-owned and run since 1985. Really, it is the place to go in Tucson if you need a custom frame, mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's is the place, and that place is at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at Moe'sGallery.com. Vince and John, I hope both of you had a lovely holiday season. John?
Had a great time. Played a little golf and had a good time, relaxed. Hope you did, too.
Very nice. Thank you. And Vince, you got away to the Lone Star State.
I did. It was a great time visiting my wife's family in the Lone Star State there, the also known as the Republic of Texas. And so it was a good trip. But as always, it's good to be back here in Arizona at home and ready to start the new year with a lot of work.
You know, I was mentioning you've been active for so many years in Democratic politics. I see that there is a new chair for the Democratic Party. Jeff Rogers had served, I think, about two four-year terms, so he was in there quite a while.
Yeah, Jeff Rogers had served two-year terms.
Two-year terms.
Correct. Okay. So he was there for the last 4 years.
Dr. Jorgensen is now the...
Yes, Don Jorgensen, who was, of course, he's a doctor, he's a very successful businessman here, lives up in Oro Valley, and was a candidate for a state house, I think, back in 2008, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. That might have been it. And so he ran and was unanimously supported and elected this past Saturday at the reorganization meeting here in Pima County.
And we have already booked him for the Buckmaster Show. Yeah. We'll have him on the program, get to know him, let our listeners know him. I think we have booked him. He'll be here next Thursday. The fiscal cliff is behind us, but three, John Munger, big financial hurdles are facing Congress in the next 60 days or so. You've got the debt ceiling, the federal budget, and the sequestration issue. The Republican Party, very little leverage room here. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. Okay. We had no leverage on the debt ceiling because the law of the land was that taxes were going up unless something was changed.
On the fiscal cliff.
On the fiscal cliff. And I thought we minimized the tax increases, but there was still a $600 billion tax increase. So that we got by that. A lot of misunderstanding amongst the media on that the Republicans are divided. They aren't divided that this the tax issue is over. They're just divided. They were divided on whether or not what the tactics should have been with regard to that, given the fact that taxes were going up. So now we're into the debt ceiling and the sequestration and the federal budget. And I think our leverage is very strong there. We've gotten past the tax issues. The president got what he wanted on the tax issues. A deal was negotiated. Now we need to get to the spending cuts. And this is where the Republicans, I think, to a person, are very strong that the problem in this country is the out-of-control spending that's built in to the three big programs that are built into the federal budget that automatically increase, and that's Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid, and to some extent defense budget as well, although not as much. That's not an automatic spending increase as the others are. We've now increased federal spending 71% faster than inflation in the past 20 years. These federal entitlement programs, spending from those that Congress doesn't control, as they're just built-in spending, have got to be reformed so that we preserve those programs. And the president doesn't want to do that. The Republicans will hold strong on that.
Would you disagree with Mr. Munger of Vince Rabago that the Republicans have leverage? John didn't say a lot of leverage, but he says there's leverage there to work with.
Well, certainly, let me start by saying this. They have leverage if they want to put a gun to both the United States economy as a whole and the world's economy. And if they're going to push this to the point of a government shutdown and push it to the point as we had when we had the last debt ceiling debate, whereby the economists out there, like Moody's and other ratings agencies, downgraded the United States of America in relation to that debt ceiling debate. Yeah, if they want to do that and be irresponsible, they've got a huge amount of leverage if they want to bring the economy, the global economy, to its knees. Now, let me back up, though, because I want to go back maybe a couple shows back where John was concerned that they would not get a good deal in resolving the whole fiscal cliff issue. The problem is I actually agree now in hindsight with John, because what they did is they just resolved one issue, and that had to do with the expiration of the prior Bush tax cuts in the sense in relation to that fiscal cliff, but they did not reach a global deal. So in that sense, I agree with John's prior concerns that he mentioned a couple shows back, saying that he was concerned that they were going to reach a deal, but that it was not going to be a good deal. Well, here they didn't even reach a global deal. They just reached one part of something. And so I have to expound a little further on this issue that the tax issue has not been resolved. It was just those Bush tax cuts. The revenue question and the spending questions are still outstanding. And that's why I think it was bad of Congress. I was disappointed to see that they didn't reach all of these issues and resolve all of them together. Because we have these revenue problems that still exist. And what
it,
you see
it
now...
It would have made more sense, wouldn't it, John, to have resolved this altogether?
The problem, sure it would have, if we'd have had some spending cuts. The president has talked consistently about a balanced approach, citing the Simpson-Bowles type program where there was, for every $1 of tax increases, there would be $4 of spending cuts. But he has refused consistently to support any spending cuts. That's what the Republicans wanted in the deficit ceiling talks, was we would compromise in raising some revenues if they would compromise in some spending cuts. They ended up not giving us any spending cuts, none. And all that happened was the revenue. So the good news is the revenue issue at least has been resolved. And I will tell you, Republicans are united on that. We've now given the president what he asked for. Now he needs to give us the spending cuts. And let's look at where the problems are, Bill. The problems are not revenue problems. We have more revenue coming through the Treasury right now than we had in 2007. We have plenty of money. Our spending has gone up 71 times faster than inflation. The problem is our spending is out of control. If the president were to get double the amount of the spending or of the tax revenues that he's already gotten, it would solve 10 days worth out of a 365-day year, 10 days worth of our deficit problem. Revenues won't do it. We have to cut spending.
Okay.
First of all, he's wrong saying that the revenues have been resolved. It was just the expiration of the Bush tax cuts. That's why they're trying. This is the bait and switch where they're trying to say, "Oh, you've gotten everything you wanted." But even that's false. The president was trying to get 250,000 and above to have their taxes go up in relation to the Bush tax cuts, and he compromised. So he didn't even get what he wanted. It was $450,000 and upward is what the compromise was. But now the problem is that gives the Republicans, they're coming in and incorrectly claiming president got everything he wanted.
Well, he did.
Revenues have not been resolved. Revenues are on the table.
Before we go to the break, let's go to Dan. Dan is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. He has a question about the federal debt. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, thank you. Our federal debt now is $16.5 trillion, which nobody can understand. We're adding to our debt each year by almost $1.5 trillion. I'm having to lay off employees because of a terrible economy. What are the Democrats going to do to resolve this debt problem?
Okay, thank you, Dan. Vince, would you like to respond here?
Well, we'd like to increase revenues across the board in a lot of different ways, but the Republicans refused to debate that.
You can't increase revenues, Vince, enough to solve that problem. That's the point.
But it's got to be part of the equation, now they've budged in and they've entrenched themselves once again on that issue.
It's a total red herring. You can't increase revenues enough, even with what the president's asking for, would solve a revenue problem for 10 days. You've got to cut spending. I want to know what the president's spending cut proposals are. He doesn't have any. And I will tell you, Republicans are united. We are not going to
cave.
There is going to be serious spending cuts because, frankly, the country is better off to face the debt ceiling issue forthwith and frontally than to keep spending.
And when we come back, Vince will be up to respond to John. This is the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show at 12:17. Stay with us.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. we reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new Landscape Evolution Observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Well, 22 now on the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince Urbago is with us, and John Munger, our team of commentators on this first Monday of 2013, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Strongly recommend Moe and his family. They take care of you for all of your everything from the mirrors to the art on the wall. They'll even come out and do all the measuring, hang all the products for you, so it's a good deal. Vince Urbago, pick it up where we left off. Dan had made a call about the federal budget, the federal deficit. John responded, your turn now.
Well, we need to grow the economy. There's no doubt that there do need to be spending cuts. I agree with that. I think Democrats are responsible. The president agrees with that. The question is how do we get there? And also simultaneously, how are we going to grow the economy at a very good, sustainable pace? Now, part of the problem with that, with trying to do that, is there are federal programs and federal budgetary items that are designed to try to stir the economy. But what happens then is on the Republican side of the aisle, they want to fight any such programs at all, saying that's just more spending, we can't ever have any spending. And then at the same time, we've seen how they've entrenched themselves on this issue. Now, the debt ceiling, for example, that's also one of these issues that's sort of, as John was talking earlier about media confusion and voter confusion on some of the issues. These are bills. This is spending that has already been authorized, and this is now whether or not the president pays those, because those bills exceed what this debt ceiling is. And so the problem with that is frankly, the legislation that exists that says that they can do this and require this, probably unconstitutional, because there's an amendment, 14th Amendment, I believe, that says that the government has to pay its bills.
Right.
And so that's really what this is, but they're using this as a hammer to say, no more spending. We're not going to talk any, I mean, yeah, no more spending and no more talk of revenues. And we're dug our heels in, and so what's going to happen is what I started off at the first of the hour, and at least in resolving this part of the debate, is are they going to not talk about revenues in any way or government spending to even stir the economy? And it appears they're not. They don't want to talk about that at all.
Let me talk about that right now. Number one, we've already talked about revenues. The president got what he wanted. Revenues is off the table.
Not true.
And the president, we need to talk about spending cuts. The president told John Boehner, it was in the Wall Street Journal this morning, that the country doesn't have a spending problem. That's the president's statement. Now, the country does have a spending problem. We've been telling him he has a spending problem now for 4 years. He's refused to face these issues. And the fact that we can't pay our bills without borrowing the money from China is the president's fault because he's supposed to be the leader. He hasn't presented a spending cut program, and he's not going to present a spending cut program. The country needs to face the issues. It's so bad that the U.S. Senate under Harry Reid's Democratic leadership has not had a budget the entire time that the president has been in office. And that is unconstitutional as well. So I don't want to hear about unconstitutional behavior by the Republicans. The Senate is required to do a budget. The House has laid budgets in front of them. The Senate has refused to deal with it. We're going to deal with spending. And if we have to take the country to the debt ceiling limit, we're going to do it because the country needs to finally face up. If we don't do it now, it's never going to happen, Vince.
We go now to Randall. Randall is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Randall. You're with Vince and John.
Happy New Year, you
happy
guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Here's what I think we ought to do with the federal government. Cut up the federal government credit card just like you would a teenager's credit card when she doesn't pay her bill. You cut it up. They don't have a credit card anymore. If they can't pay the bills with the revenue that they get, they don't need to rack them up.
Hear, hear. I agree with you.
Thank you, Randall. Vince?
Hey, I'm not opposed to having pay as you go. I'll point out, for example, when Gabby Giffords first got into office and the Democratic, and I'll say it again, Democratic House of Representatives issued rules into place, and they were, for example, they weren't going to authorize new legislation unless they could pay for it. And that's certainly an issue that could be considered. I'm not opposed to that. We do have to have spending cuts. See, the thing is John keeps saying president got what he wanted. That's false. That is absolutely false. He got part of what he wanted just on one issue, which was the expiration of the Bush tax cuts.
Well,
revenues are still on the table. Job growth and creation is still on the table. Spending cuts are still on the table.
You may think revenues are on the table, but as far as the Republican House of Representatives is concerned, they aren't. And the president needs to get real, get off the tax revenues, because the tax revenues are not the answer to the problem. Even if he got what he's talking about, it would solve 8 to 10 days worth of deficit problems.
Let's go to David now on the Buckmaster Show live line. David has a question for Vince Ribago. Go ahead, David.
Yes. Well, first of all, Vince, I have really two questions. One, how much money do you want to borrow and sign the names of my 10-year-old twins to? What is the limit? When they turn, let's say, 30, and they have to work from January 1st until mid-October to pay for what Democrats are spending today, tell me what the cutoff is. Is it the 1st of October? Is it the 1st of August? What's your number? And secondly, when you say federal programs to stir up the economy, where does that money come from? You're talking about taking money out of the deep end of the pool, spilling half the bucket, and then pouring it into the shallow end of the pool.
Okay, thank you, David. Quickly, Vince, answers.
Well, first and foremost, it's not just Democrats. These bills have been racked up, as we know, by irresponsible spending on wars by Republican administrations, and it's also been racked up by a meltdown of Wall Street that has contributed to this gross economic crisis. So the ultimate line is it's not just Democrats, and as far as spending, there are programs that do increase both infrastructure and help jobs, but Republicans have fought them.
Well,
for example, the Economic Reinvestment and Recovery Stimulus Act, Republicans fought that.
Got
that brought jobs and it brought infrastructure.
Well, let me tell you, Vince, We're spending more than we've ever spent. There's plenty of stimulus out there. We don't need any more stimulus. What we need is to quit taking the money out of the private sector and to balance our budget. And the president needs to present a plan and get real.
John Munger and Vince Ribago with the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We thank Moe and his family for supporting the Monday Political Face-Off and the Buckmaster Show. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama says Chuck Hagel, his choice as a new Secretary of Defense, is the leader that our troops deserve. Mr. Obama formally announced his choice of Hagel in the White House East Room earlier today. Mr. Obama has also tapped White House Homeland Security Advisor John Brennan to serve as the head of the CIA. A police officer who arrested James Holmes after the Colorado movie theater massacre says he thought he was a fellow officer at first because the man was wearing body armor. The officer then realized that Holmes was not, since he wasn't running toward the theater. An Alabama sheriff says a teen who described himself as a white supremacist made journal entries about a plot to bomb classrooms several days after the Connecticut school shootings. More details at srnnews.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:35 on this first Monday afternoon of 2013. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs is General John Wickham. General Wickham was the United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1972 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He's now retired in Oro Valley, and it's always our pleasure to welcome him to the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Our monthly conversation on military and foreign affairs with General Wickham is made possible by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. General Wickham, how are you this afternoon?
Doing fine, Bill. Glad to be on your great program.
Thank you very much. Chuck Hagel, the former Republican senator from Nebraska, is President Obama's choice for defense secretary. That announcement was made from the White House really within the past 2 hours. What is your reaction, General Wickham?
It's a good pick, no doubt about it. I do not know Chuck Hagel that well, but there are a couple of points I think are worthy of consideration by your listeners. Number one, Chuck Hagel is a veteran, combat veteran, decorated from Vietnam. He understands the military from the ground up. Number two, he was a deputy administrator of the Veterans Administration, so he understands veterans quite well. And, of course, he understands the Senate. And the second point I make is that he's got a lot of resistance from some very, very conservative folks, and people are entitled to their own opinions. But the president also is entitled to pick his own cabinet chiefs, people that he's comfortable with, people that he knows are going to do the country's business. And we ought to stop our criticizing and efforts to undermine what the president is trying to do for our country. So I applaud this selection. I also applaud his selection of Mr. Brennan from the White House to go back to the CIA. Brennan, a longtime CIA technical person with great experience and great service to the country. He'll be excellent in that role.
How will Mr. Hagel will he be comfortable with what Pentagon officials, General Wickham, say is a White House desire to still draw down the remaining 66,000 troops as quickly as possible in Afghanistan?
Yes, I think he is. Chuck Hagel has got his own mind on a variety of issues. One of the criticisms that we're hearing from the arch-conservatives is that he is much too hard on the Israelis. Well, I think the Israelis do need a little bit of pushing here and there, rather than just for us to fold over and do whatever the Israelis want, Netanyahu wants. Most of the problems of terrorism in the Middle East are caused by the failure of Israel and the Palestine leadership to solve their problems. But that's another issue. I think what the Obama administration is seeking to do is to draw down the residual force we have in Afghanistan, maybe something in the realm of 1,000 to 3,000, which would be adequate. All we need is basically some folks over there that can oversee the military assistance that we are providing to the Afghans, and to provide some command and control assistance to the Afghans. I think the time has come, in my humble opinion, for us to get out of the business of killing Afghanistans and let the Afghans do that. This is, I'm not a big supporter of counterinsurgency, which grew up out of the Malaysia in World War II, when the British had an imperial need to get involved with counterinsurgency. Counterinsurgency is not in the United States business. It takes too long, it takes decades, and it takes billions of dollars. We've got to rebuild America, and I think the time has come to get out. We've done a good job in Afghanistan. The Afghan military is taking over about 95% of all of the combat operations right now, and they're doing a pretty good job. They're not perfect. They're never going to be perfect. There's always going to be trouble in Afghanistan, the same way there is in Iraq. But that's the nature of the tribal environment that exists in the Middle East. We cannot solve it, and the time has come for us to come home.
1241 on the Buckmaster Show. It's our monthly visit with General John Wickham. If you would like to join in the conversation, if you have a question or comment for the General, 790-2040, 790-2040 is our Buckmaster Show live line number. There are so many issues to discuss with you this month. Sequestration, the cliff bill, deferred action now for 2 months, so it's unclear what direction, I guess, we're going with sequestration.
Yeah, that's right. But the good news is that there are about $600 billion that are going to be achieved in revenue from the cliff deal that was negotiated over the next decade. So if we're going to talk about getting up to $2 trillion in cuts, we've got to come up with about $1.6 or so trillion dollars of cuts in spending. And the time has come for us to do a bigger job of cutting spending. And I do think, my humble opinion, that the defense budget can handle some more cuts. Yes, sequestration is going to, unless we do come up with this $1.6 trillion, there's going to be some sequestration, and it's going to affect jobs all over the country. It could affect Raytheon. It could affect some base closures around the country. But it may force the administration to recognize that we've got to make some cuts in spending, not only on the domestic side, but also on the defense side. I do believe, for example, that we can do a better job of reducing some of the spending on social programs, such as Medicare and Social Security. There's no reason we shouldn't push the age limit up a couple of years for Medicare and save some money there. So I think things can be done. But you're right, Bill. Sequestration hangs over us. And unless we, as a government, can come to grips with some further cuts in spending, I don't think we're going to see much in the way of tax increases after what has already been done.
Before we take the break with you, General Wickham, just about Davis-Monthan, that issue, if the base closure list comes up again, do you think DM has some protection there?
Yes, DM is a valuable base. The friends of DM, as you know, you've been involved with that. They've been very effective in arguing for preserving of the base, and I think there have been some effective things done to protect the periphery of the base. So I'm confident that Davis-Monthan will survive, but other bases may not.
And as far as Raytheon, you briefly touched on that. There may be some impact on the sequestration.
There will be. Defense cutting is already being focused on now. Raytheon probably not much there, because Raytheon is such high tech. and high-tech gives us leverage.
Okay, General John Wickham is with us. It's our monthly visit with him, talking about military and foreign affairs. Lots of ground still to cover with the general as we continue on the Buckmaster Show, coming up on 12:45.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cunada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff, is with us for his monthly visit to the program, brought to you by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. More at SplendidoTucson.com. General Wickham, I'm sure you saw that front page story in the Arizona Daily Star about this month marking 40 years since the United States ended the military draft. And as we have talked about on this program before, an ever smaller slice of the population seems to be believing in military service.
That's right, Bill. Less than one half of 1% of our population ever serves in uniform. And so there's a very small number of our people that are involved in protecting our liberty and keeping us safe. And so what is beginning to develop, one can argue, that's what that article was about a little bit, that maybe a warrior class, a mercenary class, that we've hired to do all of our tough fighting, as opposed to allowing the burden of defending our democracy to rest on the shoulders of all of our young people. There's a debate that maybe we ought to go back to the draft, the way Senator Sam Nunn and others suggested years ago, with some kind of universal service. That I don't think that dog's going to hunt. It's not very popular. As you know, the draft only passed by one vote in 1940, so it's never been popular in this country, and I don't think as attractive as the idea of everybody serving a little bit for our security, I don't think that's going to work. But we can encourage people to serve. We ought to do a better job of that. We ought to encourage people to get involved in the National Guard and the Army Reserve, where they only spend a few hours a month or so in service as opposed to full time. But you're right. There is a growing debate about that issue.
And it's that article also pointed out that 57% of active troops today are the children of current or former active or reserve members of the armed forces.
That's true. And why is that, one can argue? Some of that comes out of the feeling that, well, my dad, my granddad, my great-granddad served, and so I want to carry on that lineage and an obligation. Conversely, if never anybody in your family served, maybe you won't want to serve either, or your children. I've seen that in my own family. You know, I was almost killed in my first tour in Vietnam, and I think that turned off one of my children, my youngest son, about the military. So, and his children also. So it cuts both ways. You're right, Bill. But I do believe, having said all of that, that we ought to still encourage our young people to think about doing something for their country in the way of service, whether it's in the uniform or whether it's in other areas of service.
790-2040 if you have a question or comment for General Wickham. 790-2040. We've talked about soldier suicides, and this was really sobering. This came from NBC News, that more soldiers took their own lives than died in combat during 2012, according to new Department of Defense figures. The Army's suicide rate has climbed by 9% since the military branch launched its suicide prevention campaign in 2009.
That's right, Bill. You're very current with that data, and it's a tragedy, an absolute tragedy for the American people. Part of the blame is because, as a society, I think we have grown somewhat indifferent towards mental health. You know, we closed a lot of our mental health facilities years ago, put people out on the streets, give them medications, and that's good enough. It isn't. We need much more, and we're just about to come over the anniversary, as you know, of that tragic shooting where our beloved Gabby Giffords was shot by someone that was ill mentally. People like that should be diagnosed and given care and we're not doing a good enough job in society, and therefore that spills over into the military. Number two, the military is still struggling with how do we identify those that need help, how can we do a better job of helping those that need help. I don't think the military, in my humble opinion, has a real handle on what has to be done. The Veterans Administration, for example, has got a handle on it. They have a 24/7 hotline all over the world and in the United States where anybody can call and get counseling. Why don't we have a 24/7 counseling line in our local communities, in our states? We should do that.
It's a very troubling situation, and I know that the Department of Defense is contending, General Wickham, that these anti-suicide programs that have been installed throughout the armed services soon will be curbing military suicides. But so far, General Wickham, we just have not seen that indication.
I agree with you, Bill. I don't see it, and I don't think the programs are really going to make a big dent. We've heard, for example, on another area like that from the Veterans Administration, we're going to fix the backlog of claims for disabilities, and we're going to cut down the backlog. Guess what? The backlog continues to grow despite all of these exhortations that we're going to cut it down. So I'm a little skeptical of these claims that we've got programs in place to deal with suicide prevention or programs in place that are going to reduce the backlog on veterans' claims for disability. It's going to take more than what we're doing. It's going to take more aggressive leadership. And, you know, part of the problem of our suicides is because the claims in the Veterans Administration for disability are taking so bloody long. 2 years plus to get a claim examined is wrong. I think we ought to approve virtually all the claims that are in backlog now and get a bunch of lawyers and medical people to quickly start going through them and determine which are bona fide and which are not. But that would get everybody involved in medical care and some access to claims.
Well, I think you're right, and we've got to do something about these troops that are returning back from Afghanistan, these people that need care. We've got to make sure they get the care they need, not only physically, but the mental treatment. If they need that, it's got to be available to them. There has to be some kind of follow-up when these troops are disengaging from military service, that an area that they would be so prone to perhaps think even about suicide during that period.
Exactly right, Bill. One of the problems that we have created for ourselves in the immediate treatment of some of the post-trauma stress disorder situations, we have over-prescribed medications, drugs that have gotten soldiers, gotten veterans, gotten active duty military addicted to certain kinds of painkillers, and these have contributed to some of the suicide and other unfortunate problems. Now, back to your point about Chuck Hagel being nominated as Secretary of Defense. Since he served as the Deputy Administrator in the VA years ago, and having been an active duty soldier in Vietnam, here's somebody who understands from the ground up what has to be done. So I think he's going to provide some solid leadership. Leon Panetta has done a superb job, but I think Chuck Hagel is going to do an equally superb job.
General Wickham, it is always a pleasure. It's an honor to have you as a part of this program. We thank you very much for everything you do for our community and the nation.
Thank you very much, Bill, and I appreciate your program, which really does an invaluable job for all the listeners in keeping them informed.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, General
God
Wickham.
Bless.
Thanks a lot. Coming up, I want to tell you about Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, one of our sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. We're very glad they are a sponsor, and they would like you to know about the Red Paint Powwow. The Red Paint Powwow is an event in Silver City. Should be a lot of fun on the weekend of January the 18th, 19th, and 20th. And there's no worry about places to stay. Plenty of fine establishments, including Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Georgetown Cabins, Manzano's RV Park, and Lake Roberts Motel. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. The Buckmaster Show, using bottled water exclusively from Culligan. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We love Culligan water. Why? Well, folks, it simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. John has a two-hour program now, 3 to 5 on KVOI, expanded from 1 hour. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, that program from 6 to 8. And we continue on the Buckmaster Show tomorrow at 12:04. Hope you'll be with us. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.